When you hear the music, you know it's time to check out what's going on the Bryant Park Project blog. And if you haven't, you need to. Laura Conaway is our web editor. And Laura, one of my favorite things these days, I know you have a list, is we start doing these rundowns, these taped rundowns of what's going to be on the show the next day. They're YouTube worthy, I believe.
Yeah,
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that.
Yeah, it's video of the staff talking about what's going to happen the next day. And they're produced by Wynn Rosenfeld, and they're brilliant. They're truly brilliant.
We have a cast of characters on this show. Okay, I guarded your segment. What do you want to talk about?
Let's see. Well, today we have the results are in on our Name the Bat contest. Mm-hmm. This is where we started blogging a bat who's living in a crevice of a wall in Washington, D.C., and that's all we're going to say.
Right.
Except that we had this contest to name him, and a bunch of names came in, like Metro, Luke, Burbank, Luke Burbat, a whole little thread like that, Damascus, Esme, Trisha McKinney, our editor, took time out from her busy schedule to give us Thumby and Bat Masterson. Someone from NPR named someone else from NPR, naming it Nina Totenbat. Nipper for NPR. A little news component here. Steroid, Putin, Spy Bat, Comrade Bat, Wind Dancer, Zinzi, Bruce Wayne, Mark McGuire. My favorite set. Squeak, Deflator, Corky.
There was one Buzzkill person who said name it Rabbit, because that's probably what it is.
Ron Paul. Samuel L. Jackson, Mr. Flappy Pants, so he can be friends with Greenpeace's whale. That's a good one, right? But the trophy is staying right here with Trisha McKinney's Bat Mitzvah. She says, call it Bat Mitzvah if it's a girl. I say, because even if it's not a girl, it's still a bat.
Right.
Still a bat,
the Bat Mitzvah. Speaking of bar and bat mitzvahs, we have a little news from Good for the Jews, who came on our show, part of their Putting the Ha in Hanukkah tour, and they met somebody out in San Francisco who didn't think that a Jewish group going around doing comedy was also funny. This guy in the Tenderloin showed up outside their show. He's kind of a Nazi Uncle Sam. We'll let Rob Tannenbaum describe him.
He had spelled the word Israel with a swastika as the S. He was dressed up as Uncle Sam with a red, white, and blue top hat on, although he kind of looked more like Apollo Creed from the Rocky movies. And I went over and talked to him and said, you know, sir, are you affiliated with any organization? And he said, yes, I'm a Nazi. And at that point, what had seemed sort of funny to me became much more disturbing. It was kind of like coming face to face with the Great Wall of China the painting of the Mona Lisa. You know, it's like, oh, I've heard about this, I've read about this, but now I'm actually 3 feet away from it.
Wow, that's really kind of spooky, considering they're a comedy tour.
Right. It just goes to show you what's out there. Anyway, Good for the Jews, they're on goodforthejews.net. Tonight they're in Orlando. Tomorrow they're in Boca Raton. Don't miss them. Go and get them. And we have one other thing, actually, from Jacob Gans, who's our director, might be the best-looking guy in radio. He picked up a piece from Marnie Stern, a mashup from Marnie Stern, who last week was our best song in the world today, and Little Mama. It goes from Absorb Those Numbers by Marnie Stern to Little Mama's Lip Gloss to, of course, Absorb the Lip Gloss. It's hammer on meets hammer. I'm totally addicted, and we'll just play it.
Sure. Nice.
Yeah, isn't it kind of cool?
It is good. It's good. I was listening to it earlier this morning.
It's unlikely, and yet it just works.
You can find all of this at our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park. Laura Conaway, as always, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Jacob, can we keep listening to this while we do the tease?
Yeah.
Excellent. Coming up, the Google Zeitgeist list. What have you been searching for in the dark? We know. You're also going to talk politics, right?
Yeah, with Jim Vanderhyde. He's always here. And we're going to ask him about Oprah, Chuck Norris, Magic Johnson's even going to get in the mix, and Kurt Schilling, too.
That's coming up on the Bryant Park Project.